Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome back to Permission to Intern.
Welcome. I'm Tiffany, and we have an exciting guest with us today, guys. It's our first guest of our second season.
Yeah. What an honor. Her name is Kate. She is amazing. Everybody clap round of applause in your cars, in your homes. Hello, Kate. How's it going today?
Hi, guys. It's going well. Just happy to be here and talking to you guys. It's fun.
Yay. Yes. And so Kate is going to talk to us about psychology therapy today. So she is a psychologist. She's been doing it during the pandemic, which is also something interesting. But just kind of giving us ideas of like, how do you even find a therapist? What kind of therapist do you need? Like all of these kinds of things that I feel like I definitely struggle. I think that's like most, like the hardest part, I think, for anybody. I mean, they always say with working out, the hardest step is just getting to the gym, you know? And I think that's kind of similar with therapy. So I definitely want to talk to her about that kind of stuff. But also, so Kate, I met Kate through a mutual friend, through our friend Sarah, and just realized literally like yesterday that I also went on a couple dates with her boyfriend a few years ago. But it's a more interesting story.
Okay, wait, hold on. I read that story wrong when you texted it to me.
No. Okay,
wait.
Well, if you listen to the Burt Show religiously, you might remember this, but this was in like literally 2018. And Bert, so Tiffany's boyfriend, Bert, asked me kind of out of the blue. I feel like I just remember being like, sure. I feel like I didn't really have that many details. It was just kind of like, hey, do you want to do a segment where we're like, going to get you a date for Valentine's Day? And I was like, sure, why not? And that's kind of all the info that I got until I was on the air with the Bert Show. And they were like, oh yeah, we're going to get you a boyfriend by Valentine's Day. I was like, what? That's like 3 weeks, like not even 3 weeks. They literally had people like, because it was a thing, I guess, kind of still is a thing, but like Kristen and Dobby, and then they liked setting people up, like especially Kristen, I think, like thought she was really good at like setting people up on dates and whatever. So I think I'm just like the old, like one of the only single people that Bert really knew. So he asked me to do it. And so.
Well, he was talking about it. So he was talking about wanting to do a segment. And yeah. For some reason, I've just always, I love the concept of setting Lauren up with somebody because I think she's such a great catch. So I am perpetually on this journey of trying to find the perfect person for Lauren, but then every person I've ever tried to set her up with, she usually says no. So she's never actually gotten to go out with anybody I've set her up with. So I think that's honestly why she's still single.
Oh, just whatever.
Saying. It's like girl code too. Like you always want to set your friends up with somebody awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I don't because, well, I mean, I do, I guess. I do think about that too, even though I am single.
Okay. There are some friends that I wouldn't try to set up. I just know.
Yeah. Well, me and my one still... friends know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, Tiffany just made a face like I am one of those friends. But no, that's
I
totally
just respect
fine.
Your I respect your right now that you're like don't want to date right this second, but maybe one day.
I mean, I do. I just don't like the dating. It's like so
process.
That's why I think Love is Blind was a great show for me to be on because I'm like, we only do like 10 days of dating and then we're engaged or we're not. Like I'm like, cool, this is fun.
Okay, so back to Kate.
Yes. Kate. So with Kate, this kind of like ties Kate into me and to Tiffany as well. So yeah, basically, I was on the Bert Show. They ended up like literally having people apply on the website to date. But then I know they were also like seeking some people out too. So I don't really know if Kate's now boyfriend, if he was one of the people who applied or if he was one of the people they reached out to. Like, I really don't know. There was a whole other guy too involved in this that then I ended up having a girlfriend. So that was a whole mess. And then so Kate's boyfriend now, Johnny, he was like kind of, I guess, the second person they picked after they picked someone who already has a girlfriend. So that's pretty much my dating life in a nutshell, I think. But yeah, and so it was fun. He was really nice, but I just never.
Okay, I can't believe I read that text totally wrong.
What
I didn't realize
that.
I read it as like he was just there, and then you met someone else there that was a psychologist. I didn't realize that we were bringing Kate's Johnny's girlfriend. Okay, wait, is this not weird for you, Kate? Is this weird at all?
No, no.
Wait, how did thought you it guys was hilarious. Put this together?
Okay, you have to be like really secure.
So,
this was like 3 years ago.
I went on like a couple dates.
Yeah,
like
I think we went on two.
Whatever. Atlanta is so small too. I think people forget like, yes, it's a big world, but it's like sometimes the universe is tiny.
It is.
For sure.
Yes.
Give yourself some credit because you're totally using your like psychologist skills where you're like, okay, I can totally be present to the fact that big picture, this doesn't matter. But a lot of females would be like a little bit jealous. So give yourself some props for just being like totally cool. And now you guys are semi-bonding.
No. And that's the thing too, is like, it was so funny because, he had told me when we first started dating, he had told me that he's obsessed with the Burt Show, just FYI. He's like,
I did remember that.
In the car.
And I honestly was like, okay, I did remember that. And I was like, I think he just applied not because of me. I think he applied just so he wanted to be on the Burt Show. Like that's, I was like, he was cool. We just didn't really have much like spark, I guess, which is fine. But I was like,
whatever. We had the Burt Show in common.
Yeah. He just wanted to be on the Burt Show, I think.
Yes.
The truth revealed.
We listened to it in the car. Like we listened to it a lot. Like when we eat dinner sometimes, like he'll play, because he's constantly listening to it.
Because they have a podcast now, so you listen to it all the time.
Exactly. So that's literally what we do. We listen to the Burt Show a lot of times. So he had told me when we first started, like, I think it was like our first date, he had asked me like, oh, do you listen to the Burt Show? Like, do you know what the Burt Show is? And I was like, no, like, I'd never heard about it before then. And so he had told me, he was like, oh yeah, like I was on it for like, I went on a date with, you know, this girl for a couple times, like it was like a setup type of thing. And because we got to the
bragging
conversation
about being on the Burt Show. Love that. So I was right. He totally do it. The Burt Show. It wasn't about me. He wanted to go on a date with Burt.
He also was single at that time and was just, you know, he's like a fun, easygoing guy. So
yeah.
Okay. This is so funny for me to hear.
So he did it, whatever. But the reason that we connected the dots is because, so Lauren, you and I took a picture Saturday night when we went out and I posted it of like you, me and Sarah and Johnny looked at it and he goes, wait a minute, why does she look so familiar? And like, I know that name.
I did the exact same thing. When you tagged me in that picture, I was like, I went to your profile and I was like, cause that night, I think I even said it to him that when we were hanging out that night, I was like, you look so familiar, but I was like, I can't really figure out why.
Oh my God,
and then he was just like, whatever. Like, I don't know. And like he had put nothing together. So I was like, maybe he just looks like somebody else that I don't know. And, so I was like, yeah, I didn't really think much about it, honestly, after that. Cause I really think I did say like, you look familiar. And then it was kind of like brushed off. Like, I don't know. So he didn't say it to like, oh, you look familiar too. You know, it wasn't anything like that. So I was like, maybe I just don't know him. But,
Kate, did he tell you that he knew at the time or he did not know?
No, it wasn't until after.
He like didn't connect the dots until I posted the picture and he like looked at it.
Yeah.
He was like, wait, I know her. And then he went to your profile and he was like, oh my God. Like he was like, remember when I told you, like I went on a date with a girl from like when I went on the boat show and like was set up and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm pretty positive that was her.
Yeah.
And so he went like back to like 2018 to like look through his pictures. He was like, we just put you together. Let me look. And he found
know what that, I don't even know what that picture is.
Like, that's Lauren.
I don't even know. We took a picture.
Wow.
I've never seen that picture. Well,
that
also,
is so funny
though, because, okay, so I had to do like a little bit more strategically some digging because his profile is private. So I went to your, you tagged me in a picture. I went to your profile and I was like, let me look at John. This guy, and not for some reason, I thought his name was John when I met him this weekend, or I guess didn't meet him, but like when I saw him this weekend, I feel like he introduced himself as John or something like that. And so when I saw his name on Instagram was Johnny, I was like, wait, I think that guy's name that I went on the date with on Burt Show was named Johnny, but I can't remember fully. And so I went to his profile to see if I can remember his last name, because I do remember him having like a name, the last name, like the name like sounded like a character in a cartoon or something. I remember that specifically, that name sounding like a character name. And so I went to his profile and I was like, oh, it's private. Like, I can't see any of the pictures. And then I was like, wait, let me look in my contacts. Cause I've got a new phone, but like, you know, all the contacts bleed over every new phone you get. So I looked up, I just typed in Johnny in my contacts and it came up like Johnny Knock. I was like, oh my God, wait. And so I looked it up on Facebook and then I was like, that's the same guy. That's gotta be the same guy.
And we can cut out his last name if he doesn't want to be on blast like that.
But literally, you texted me maybe 15 minutes after I realized that, because I was telling Tiffany, and then I texted Sarah, and I was like, oh my God, you'll never believe, I think I just made this connection. This is so funny, blah, blah, blah. And then you texted me, you're like, hey, this is really random, but did you want to go on a date with somebody on the Burt Show? Or I was like, yes. And I literally also just realized that as well. That is your current boyfriend.
It's just funny how the universe works sometimes. And like, it's so funny. Everyone is in some way, shape, or form. And so it's just,
for sure.
I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, awesome.
He's got good taste.
I hope we can save this video, because we have to see my face when I first realized what happened. Because somehow I missed that whole thing and I didn't catch that. The connection, but that is just this is too golden.
There you are.
It is, and it's so funny that like the light bulb went off like at the same time, and then it was just like, oh my God, like,
yeah,
what,
literally,
so funny.
Yeah, well,
okay, so Kate
tell us about yourself. Kate
She's a double cousin removed from a date that she went on back in the day.
Right? Like, we're all related. Psychologist.
Okay, so the cool thing, she's a psychologist, right?
So my credentials, so I am like in the process of being a psychologist. Okay. So I am what we call in my field all ABD, which is all but dissertation. So I actually had to start over my dissertation, which it's this big giant paper that you basically mm-hmm. work on throughout your entire like 5 years of school. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I had to completely start over on mine in my fifth year. So while I was in residency, I had to completely start over with my dissertation. So for the last 6 months, that's what I've been working on. So, but that's the only thing I have left for my credentials.
Did you start over because you're like, I want to start over a new subject? Or did you like, did something happen and you just had to start over from the same subject?
Yeah. So my program that I was in previously in Atlanta, something happened from like the higher ups in the Department of Education, and my school actually closed.
Oh.
So when I had matched for residency, I like already matched and everything, and was finished with all of my like other credentials, and my school like randomly closed. And so I had to transfer. And when I transferred to the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, which is what I'm affiliated with now, mm-hmm. most people's dissertations were able to carry over. They accepted mine, and mine was also able to carry over. But then another freak thing happened, and the program that I was evaluating and doing my dissertation research on closed.
Oh my god. I hate school.
Yeah, but you have a really good level head about explaining that. You don't seem like you're too, maybe you've already had your moments with being totally upset about it.
She's also in therapy.
I'm like, oh my God, Kate is goals. She's just like cool about everything.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it just is what it is. And like at the time it was really stressful, but mm-hmm. it's been, you know, I guess over a year now since that happened. And so mm-hmm. things happen and you just kind of move through them. And mm-hmm.
you just have to. I mean, we look back and there are blips.
But mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just a hiccup.
Well, is it kind of like, are you working as a therapist and also in school, like you're able to do that? Because I know sometimes with those kind of credentials, you can still do it. Okay.
Yes. So I took a 6 month like sabbatical. And so that's kind of where I am right now. But I was doing my residency.
Are you in work right now? Because you look like, that's just your home office.
Yeah. So
it has a very therapist vibe to it.
Yeah, I already feel like I want to open up
have like a picture of a plant and your chair itself is very inviting. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I feel really comfortable right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That is, you know, that's kind of the vibe. That's what I'm going for, especially when I do private practice someday. So,
well, tell us about too, like, I guess getting started, I think people's biggest question with therapy is like, how do you even find a therapist? Because, you know, they always say you're supposed to like shop around for therapists. That also just seems very like daunting, I feel like. But like how, and I don't, also I'm like a people pleaser a little bit too, where I don't want to like offend somebody. I'm like, I don't, it's not like I don't like you. I just like this person. I don't know. And so I feel like that.
Oh my God, Kate's like, you need therapist.
Oh, for sure. She's like, you definitely need therapy. I don't think anyone would deny that, even myself included.
But okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt the question. Before we get into that, Kate, can I ask you really fast? Is there a specific like genre that you're in, or just everybody?
So I would say right now I'm kind of a generalist, but in the future, what I'm like working towards to specialize in is geropsychology. So it's more working with like geriatric patients and their family members. So that's what my dissertation is actually on. It's like caregiver burden for caregivers of Alzheimer's and dementia patients. So that's kind of like my soft spot in my heart. But
I love,
but right now I'm a generalist.
Older people. Oh my gosh. Just love them so much.
And we're all going to be old someday. So like,
we're never going to be young again.
God willing. Yeah, for sure. Okay. I'm sorry, Lauren. Back to Lauren's question.
No, you're good. So I'm trying to remember what Lauren.
Oh, just how do we get into therapy? Like, how do you pick one?
Yeah.
How do you know which kind of therapy?
Yeah. Okay. So I think for people, it's really hard when you're first like thinking about therapy. First, therapy is like so stigmatized. Mm-hmm. People, when they think therapy, they're like, oh, you have to go to therapy because something's wrong with you. You have to go to therapy to fix something about yourself. And that's, I'm just so ready for that to be thrown out the window, because it's not true. Everyone and anyone can benefit from therapy, but the problem is like you have to be willing to be ready for it, and kind of be in that mindset of like, we're gonna have to talk about difficult things. This is something that like I want to work on myself, and I want to work towards a better life for myself. Mm-hmm. But what I recommend for people to do in terms of finding a therapist is like first thinking about, what do you want out of therapy? Like asking yourself some questions about like, what are you thinking about in terms of therapy? Why do you want to go to therapy in the first place? And then from there, so psychologytoday.com is like the best resource to find an actual therapist in your area. Mm-hmm. So like I actually have it pulled up so I can kind of walk you guys through it.
Yeah.
But when you type in psychologytoday.com, you'll click on it and it brings you to this first window, which is where you can type in your like area code or your city of where you live. And so I typed in just, you know, my zip code of where I am, and it brings you up to this other like web page, and it has a bunch of different filters that you can put on it. So the first one is issues, insurance, gender, all of that stuff. So what I recommend for people to first do is, if you have health insurance, go ahead and put your insurance in first.
Okay.
So then it populates the therapists who actually take your insurance. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to use insurance, then that's, if you want to pay out of pocket, then you don't have to worry about that. And that's totally fine too. It's just kind of based with the individual.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can pick like what gender of a therapist you want. Like if you want non-binary, male, female therapist, whatever like your preference is. You can filter it based on types of issues you want to address in therapy. There's tons on there, like
what
addiction.
How do I not know about this website?
Anxiety, like depression, all of those different
things.
Can you
pick multiple issues?
Yeah. Okay. And you can click like as many as you want.
Select all.
Perfect. Yeah. Select all, please.
All of the above. Mm-hmm. And then you can also do types of therapy. So that's something that we can get into a little bit more as well that I can talk about, kind of just explaining the different types of therapy. So I myself consider myself to be more of a psychodynamic, like relational therapist.
Okay.
Just to like give you a quick kind of go around of like what my experiences have been in terms of school, and like the therapies that I've done. I've like kind of been all over the place. I've done trauma work at the VA, with like military sexual trauma. I've done evaluations for the Department of Family and Child Services with kids and adults. And then when I was on residency at Denver Health Hospital in Denver, I was kind of everywhere in the hospital. So I've seen like a wide range of things, but in terms of individual therapy, I myself prefer psychodynamic. Yeah. So if you've ever heard of psychoanalytic therapy or like theory, it's based in Freud's model. And it just, it's like a deeper therapy. It's kind of, if you picture in your head therapy and you see like someone laying on like one of those long couches and
writing
like,
down,
how are you today? What does that mean for you? That's kind of a lot of what psychoanalytic is. And psychodynamic is a branch of that. It's a little bit deeper, more in depth. And it's all about kind of bringing your unconscious mind into the conscious mind and having more self-awareness and talking about your emotions, the mind-body connection, all of that.
Talking my language.
I was going to say, that sounds like something I would like.
So it's like, it's not necessarily, you can do it for short term, but I would say, in my opinion, it's more like a long-term therapy. And it's like super important in terms of like building rapport with your therapist, having that connection, and then being able to, as a therapist, like poke at those really tough things to talk about and say like, did you just notice you did that thing? Like, what does that mean for you? Or does that remind you of something that may have happened?
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh my God. Wait, I do this to Lauren all the time. I'm like, wait, you just did that.
Tiffany is a psychodynamic therapy.
Yeah. It's just about connecting with dots, which is like, cool. So,
Okay.
So I have a question in general, like what are your thoughts on, do you believe either one, people, like all people should have some form of therapy, or two, there are some like red flags or signals that you should be participating in therapy?
That's a tough question because I feel like, again, everyone can benefit from therapy, but I think if someone like has no self-awareness, isn't willing to accept feedback, and they're just kind of having like all of these different issues going on, it can be tough. I don't know. I feel like certain types of people,
like it won't land.
Feedback. Yeah. Like they can hear feedback from other people, whether it be in relationships, friends, like family members saying, hey, you've done this thing over and over again. We really want you to see someone. Unless they're willing to say like, okay, this is something maybe I need to address, they're not going to go to therapy. So it really takes the individual.
Yeah. And it's like a follow-up question to that is somebody who is so unaware that they're going through these just excuse after excuse, but they can't admit that like maybe they are doing the things that their friends and family are saying they're doing. Are there any like little pushes that you can give that person, or do you just have to give them space to just flop around like a fish out of water and struggle and then figure it out themselves? Or is there something that you could do to like expedite that painful process that you're seeing from the outside?
Yeah. So I think, so are you coming from a place of like, if there's a friend that, or like a family member that you want to get therapy, like how do you go about that? Or like how
yeah, so you
do that?
It's kind of hard to just be like, you need to go to therapy.
To so a, you're
to
saying
a person
like,
who doesn't have any self-awareness like that too, I feel like they'd be like, fuck off.
No.
Like, no.
But then
and
like
self-awareness is something you build too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those things, I think it's like, it's so hard to, you have to kind of like beat around the bush type of a thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can even be more direct of like, hey, like, have you noticed that like this thing happens a lot? Or I think bringing your own feelings into it of saying like, hey, I've noticed that you do this thing a lot. And I think it really bothers me and it hurts my feelings. And I'm wondering if it's something that you've like dealt with before or that you've been dealing with, like kind of what's going on with you, or like, what do you need help with? Or what do you feel like, is there something I can help you with? And so I think if you take like personalizing it from their perspective out of it, and instead you kind of come at it from like a, I really want to be there for you. Mm-hmm. Type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Here's Psychology Today.
It's not like I'm putting
you like accidentally down. Email it to him. Like, yeah. Oh my God, I totally meant that for Susie. Sorry.
But since you're there. Well, because I feel like self-awareness is something that if you don't, like if you haven't developed it or if you don't have, you don't know that you don't have it until you have it. And then you're like, oh, I didn't have it then. But I do have
it. So like really, I think my question was like, is there a way to help people expedite their own self-awareness, or do you just have to watch them like go through that painful process?
I think it's both. I think some people you can help and they're more willing mm-hmm. to receive it. Other people mm-hmm. you have to kind of painfully watch them dig themselves a hole until they're kind of at the bottom and they've isolated themselves enough to where they have nothing else. They have no other option or no other choice. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I just started a podcast instead of going to therapy, but I do need to go to therapy for sure. But I mean, therapy is always something that I've always wanted to do. I just feel like the whole part of that's scary to like hard to me is like just scheduling it and like figuring out how to do it. How it works with insurance is very confusing. And like just the price of it with insurance. I know when I go to the doctor, even though I have insurance, I have a copay sometimes, you know? So it's like, how is this all going to work? I just want something. There's a website for the doctor as well. Just for me to be like, hey, every time you go in, it's going to be $50. Even with insurance, that's like, I just need, maybe that exists and I'm just dumb and I don't know, but.
So confusing. Even for therapists who mm-hmm. take insurance, it is the most confusing process.
Yeah.
And it's like this whole other realm because you have to call your insurance and ask them if they're even going to cover therapy. Yeah. And most of them won't cover it unless you have a diagnosis attached to it.
Interesting. But that's crazy. You can't get a diagnosis until you get therapy, right? Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, like, that also keeps people from going to therapy because you get a mental health diagnosis, it follows you forever.
Yeah.
And that can be really off-putting and scary for people, especially if they are dealing with, you know, even something as, I don't want to say mild, but as common as, like, depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know, people who can see your medical records, if they see that, it's, you know, there's a stigma behind it, and it's,
well, sure. Also too, like I just got a new job and, you know, I was applying for a lot of jobs and like all these applications, like there's always a part on there that says like, do you have a disability? And like, you have to check the box of which one you have. So it's like, and I always wonder, like, I've just always said no, but I always wonder like, what if I did have one of these things? Like, would that count me out for this job or would that be better for this job? So you can check a box saying you hired someone with a disability. Like, I'm confused on what I feel. I'm feeling tricked. I feel like this is a trick question.
It's a trap.
Why do you need to know? Because I also feel like it's a trap if I say I wish to not answer. I feel like that's also a trap. Like,
yeah.
So,
thankfully, I feel like we're moving in a direction just with like our society in general being more open-minded about things. But I think that's going to get better. Mm-hmm. It can only get better over time.
Yeah.
But right now, like, it is a scary kind of place to sit of, how much do I disclose? Like, do I disclose anything? Do I check the, will not tell you box?
Yeah.
What
I don't know.
What does that do?
Yeah. I don't know. Also, Tiffany just had to run cause she has to go pick up her daughter, Liza, but wanted to finish up the conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's insane how confusing it is. And part of me feels like they purposely make it confusing. So you just don't go, that no one gets better. And we're all stuck in this cycle of mental health and buying drugs and, you know, drinking alcohol and all the things, buying things.
They make it so hard for people to just get therapy.
Yeah. So what are the other types of therapy then?
So the other types of therapy, there's cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT for short. That is like a very structured form of therapy. You can do it in a brief model. A lot of times it's great for people who either have like substance use problems, it's good for anxiety and depression, but I think knowing where your anxiety and depression comes from is really important in terms of knowing what therapy you might want to get.
Right.
And these are things that, you know, whatever therapist you choose is going to be able to talk about as well. Mm-hmm. But before you even go see a therapist, it's good to know like, oh, they're doing this type of therapy. This is what that might look like.
Yeah.
The CBT is more manualized. usually you're going to have like homework and like worksheets, things that you
want
to work on in the session. Okay. So it's like very structured, which can be good, like great for some people, not so great for others. I'm like not a super structurey person. So I kind of just like to get into the room and kind of see what happens. But I'm more direct. And I feel like CBT and some other models are less direct, and they kind of just want to tiptoe around things until you like really get to it.
Right.
But I'm like way too emotionally expressive on my face to do that.
Same.
My patients look at me and they're like, "Oh, what were you thinking?"
Yeah.
I know, like something clicked for you.
Something just happened. Not a
good
in your
observation.
Face. So you just observed that. How does that make you feel? Yeah,
exactly.
Love that.
Have you ever been there's a lot of different types.
Well, have you ever heard of like have you done hypnotherapy?
So I have heard about it. It's not something that we really talk about or learned like in my program specifically, because clinical psychology is more like medical based or like evidence based treatment.
Right. Yeah, hypnotherapy is wild. We had a hypnotherapist on in one of the last episodes of our first season, and he was like talking about it a little bit. He's also like a dream interpreter as well, because I guess they kind of go, and it's not like you can get certified and everything, but like they do kind of go hand in hand, I guess. But I was like, this is crazy. Hypnotherapy is absolutely insane to me and so cool. Like,
yeah, that's the thing is like, I wish it was something that we learned more about, because I find it really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it's like cool for the people who do it.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to learn more about it, but you know, being in school for almost 7 years.
Yeah. You always see in movies. It's like used as like a tool to like trick somebody, you know?
Right. So, and like, it's so kind of
like
sometimes
voodoo-y.
Up in the clouds.
Yeah,
exactly. That it's like hard to like nail it down. Mm-hmm. Whereas like other types of therapies, like you can see it on paper type of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas hypnotherapy is like, it's a skill. Like it's cool. It's different. But I don't know that much about it. But I think I have friends who've gone to hypnotherapists, and they say they found it super helpful. I don't think it's something that's for everyone, but I think if it's something that you're like willing to try and experience, and even if it's a bad experience, not to off put you from therapy, then I think that's fine. Because a lot of times people will go to therapy, they'll go once, they'll go to one person that they didn't connect with, that they didn't have rapport with, and they didn't have a good experience with, and they'll say, "Oh, therapy was terrible. Never going back to therapy."
Right. Well, I feel like now is a good time for me to jump into therapy before we get more post-pandemic. It's like everyone's working from home. I can maybe just, instead of like driving to one from one office to another, you know, to try out all these people, like I could just like sit on Zoom or something with them, you know? So
for sure,
it might be like an easier time to find a therapist right now.
Right. No, this is like honestly a great time. Like when I first started, so the first 6 months of the pandemic, I was doing therapy on my residency. And we started telehealth. And that is such a cool, like awesome thing, because it's accessible to literally anyone who has access to a computer.
Right.
Or a phone, anything with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So,
well, I actually used to staff for like one of the first like staffing jobs I ever had. I staffed for like speech pathologists and school psychologists. It was for special education departments in schools all over the country. But it was teletherapy. And at the time, this was like a few years ago. So like obviously way before a pandemic hit. And at the time, a lot of these schools that we were targeting to were like kind of middle of nowhere. It's hard for people to get out there. So they have these openings, and like it, you know, we would introduce teletherapy, and they, you know, a lot of times superintendents of schools, they might be a little more old school, but they were like, why would we want someone on a video when we could have someone in person? It's like, well, first of all, you haven't had anyone in person in like over a year, because you're in the middle of nowhere and no one can drive out there. But you know, as long as with certain things, as long as you're, you know, licensed in that state, you don't have to live in that state. So, you know, speech pathology for kids and stuff, especially like, I mean, that's important. I remember I think my sister might've gone to one, I don't know. Like, I know a lot of people who are speech pathologists now, but, you know, that's important. And then school psychologists as well. And they were like, I just remember at the time them being like, why would we want someone over video when we can have someone in person? And now I'm like, I bet you're doing it over video now. So I think it is like a really cool kind of experience that we've, I mean, obviously COVID sucks, but like, it's kind of cool that we realize that a lot of stuff we can do virtually. Like, you know, I could see a psychologist that's in a whole different state now if I wanted, if I really wanted to.
Exactly. That, and people who are in rural areas who now even have a car to be able to drive to see a therapist can now access that care.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, the pandemic actually helped in that way.
Right.
It's
yeah.
like the one good thing that's come out.
There's not a lot of good, but is one of them. It's definitely overlying bad, but hopefully we're on the up and up though, it seems. But
yeah.
What was it like though, doing like being like, you know, working in therapy at the beginning of a pandemic like that? Cause were you doing it before, or did you just started it during the pandemic?
So they had like telehealth options, but it was like not super
robust.
Like we didn't have it really hammered down of like, this is how you do it. This is what you do.
Right.
And so, and like with insurance and stuff, it was kind of weird because some insurances cover telehealth, some don't.
Right.
So it was not something we really recommended to patients. But when the pandemic first started, it's like this weird dynamic of, as a therapist, being in school and going through those motions, being my last year of school where I'm not even in classes, I'm like just doing therapy and just working and like being a psychologist in training. It was weird because they don't sit you down in a class at school and say, hey, so when a pandemic happens, this is what you do.
Here's how you transition in a pandemic. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
And so it was like an interesting thing of, we're going through the exact same thing as our patients at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was really helpful for people in therapy because we could say, hey, you're stressed out. I know exactly how you're feeling because I am feeling that exact feeling. It may not be in the same context or the same exact way, but everyone was kind of on that same plane of stress, anxiety. Mm-hmm. There's some depression that comes with it because you're isolating.
Right.
We all kind of had to figure it out together with our patients and like with my whole cohort as a whole. So it was, I mean, it was hard, but I think it was something that was, it was supportive, not just for my patients, but for me too.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I guess it's also because, you know, people who are therapists, most therapists I know, like they also are in therapy too. So were you in, were you in therapy during this time as well?
Yes. So I started, when I first started my residency, I like immediately got a therapist as well because it's just, it's something that we all do. Like if you're a therapist, you should also have your own therapist.
Well, I'm sure also too, having the burden of like helping everyone else and talking to other people through their issues is like really draining on yourself too.
Right. And it helps you kind of like, if I am not checking myself and making sure that I am doing the things I need to do to be healthy mentally and physically, how can I help anybody else do the same thing?
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like, I don't want to be a hypocrite in that way of being like, oh my gosh, I'm helping everyone, but I am a complete wreck.
Yeah. So every therapist I try out, I'm going to be like, so are you in therapy?
I think it's a really good marker of like saying like, which they may not actually disclose if they are or if they aren't.
Right.
But I mean, I don't think it's a bad question to ask your therapist.
Interesting.
And just because they're not in therapy doesn't mean they're not.
They're, it doesn't mean they're not. Yeah, for sure. They might have been in therapy for years and years and years, and now they're now they're not.
Right. And you go through phases in your life where you feel like, hey, I'm going to get into therapy because I feel like it'll be helpful for me right now. And then other times where you're like, oh, I don't really need that right now.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to say, because I don't think anyone should be in therapy forever.
Right.
Some people have to be in continuous therapy for their entire life, whether it be once a month or, you know, however often. But I feel like it's one of those things that you can always go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a break and then you can always go back. It's not something where like, oh, if I quit therapy, like I can never go back.
How often do people do therapy typically? I guess it might depend, but I mean, like the average person, like would they go like once a month or once a week or like, how does that work?
So first starting out, usually like I recommend people to go once a week for at least the first 3 months.
Okay.
And then, or really like maybe for the first like month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on kind of how they're doing with that, a lot of people go at, like every other week.
Okay.
It's like probably what most people would say they go, depending on what they're going to therapy for.
Right.
Usually it's like once every other week.
Okay. Also, still have a lot of anxiety about this, like testing out therapist thing. Do you have to like tell a therapist you're not going to work with them, or do you just like not talk to them? Do you just like ghost them?
Yeah, I was literally just about to say ghosting.
Yeah. So are you like ghosting therapists, or do we have to text them back and tell them we're not interested?
It's a lot like dating apps.
Yeah. Well, I'm a ghoster. So like, you can ask Johnny, I'm sure I ghosted him as well. But yeah, no, I mean, so how do I do that?
I think, you know, it's kind of whatever your comfort level is.
Yeah.
Like therapists, I mean, I can't speak for every therapist, but like, I know for myself as a therapist, when someone doesn't come back to me, I don't take it personally. It's like, there's someone for everyone type of right. situation. Like, I know that I am not going to be everyone's therapist, and I don't want to be everyone's therapist.
Yeah.
I want the people who vibe with me and like, we can have really good therapy. That's the kind of therapist I want to be. Mm-hmm. So I think every therapist knows that. Mm-hmm. And so if, you know, you go to therapy and you're like, oh, I'm really not feeling with this person. If you feel comfortable enough to say, hey, I'm just not feeling it, and I think I want to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
Most therapists, hopefully all therapists, would totally understand that and say like, sounds great. Would you like me to refer you to someone else? That's like best case scenario.
Okay.
Cause you can always ask for a referral.
Okay. So what you're saying is I shouldn't probably ghost them. I should probably be like, hey.
I feel like it's more helpful if you don't ghost them.
I found another person. I found my person. It's not you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not me. It's you.
Yeah. It's not me this time. It's you. And I found someone else. So thank you for your time.
Yeah. Like, I think it's totally okay to say that. And mm-hmm. you know, if you're a person who's like, oh, I really don't want to deal with the confrontation, like, okay, that also, you know, says something to a therapist about who you are, which is fine.
That is why I need that's one of the issues I need to check off there.
But it's also okay to like, to ghost if that's how you feel. I would say like,
they'll get it. If they talk to me for more than 10 minutes, I'll be like, I understand why she ghosted.
Exactly. That for me, the only reason why I like, don't like when patients ghost is because then I like, I worry about them just in terms of like a safety perspective.
And you're like, did they actually ever also, find anybody?
Right. And that's also like the patients that I was working with is like being in a hospital, you work with people who are, kind of like lower functioning and they have more scares in terms of more significant mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was like, I would worry about them from like a safety perspective.
Yeah.
Making sure like, oh, they disappeared. Like, are they okay? And you can only like, you can only outreach so many times before you don't hear anything back. So
yeah,
I would say like, try not to ghost your therapist.
Okay, fine.
It's a good thing to work on too. Like it's a good confrontation. That's like should be a safe confrontation.
Right. And I mean, honestly, anytime I've ghosted somebody and they've like confronted me about it and they're like, hey, just like want to make sure I'm not reading into this, like just letting you know where you're not interested. Right. And I'm like, yeah, I just wasn't feeling it. And they're like, that's totally cool. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's 90% of the time that's what happened when I do ghost. Yeah. I am dating, but, or they just ghost back and that's the best.
Best case scenario. Yeah. You just mutually ghost each other.
Yeah. For dating, that's my best case scenario. Because I'm definitely the kind of person where like, if I'm interested, I will reach out.
Yeah. No.
My people will call your people. We'll reschedule something else.
We'll get it together.
Yeah. We'll get something scheduled in the books. Yeah.
That's the thing is, I think people forget that like therapy is a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you know, a romantic relationship, but it's an intimate relationship. So it's, you know, ghosting is a thing that happens.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry if you've ever been ghosted. So yeah.
It's fine. And, you know, we all kind of, we know that that's going to happen. Like it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And so I don't think anyone like gets butthurt or takes it personally as a therapist.
Well, that's good.
You know. I think for myself, but
I mean, it definitely is very helpful. I'm about to go to psychology today, like today, try to figure this out. Cause I definitely have been wanting been wanting to start therapy for like, I've been saying it for like years, but I feel like I have friends who a lot, like Tiffany, who a lot of times will like kind of try to do it too, which is like not fair for me to like put on her because she's not a therapist. It's not what she professionally does. She's got her own stuff, mm-hmm. you know? And so I do feel like I definitely need one.
It's just nice to like, because your friends are always going to back you up. They're always behind right. you. They're always, but a lot of times friends aren't going to, you know, see the hard stuff or tell you the hard stuff because they don't want to do, like, that's not their job. Whereas yeah. for a therapist, it's like, it's nice to go to someone who's objective, mm-hmm. who is there for you and who supports you and wants to be on your team, mm-hmm. but also is going to look you in the face and tell you the hard stuff and have yeah. those hard conversations that nobody else can have with you. Yeah. It's their job.
And they don't know you really. I mean, they don't know your life, your friends and your family. Like, so mm-hmm. they really are just there for you.
Yeah. Like you get to tell your story of who mm-hmm. you are to this person who's non-judgmental, completely objective, and is just there literally being paid to be there for you.
Yeah. I mean, literally like that's their paying job. For them to be my friend. Love that.
Yeah. Your friend who's going to like tell you straight up, like, mm-hmm. do you think that was a good idea?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried doing that to my friends and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I feel like you know, with the friends that you can and can't do that with.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was talking about that with Sarah actually a few weeks ago, our mutual friend besides her boyfriend. Yeah. but yeah, so, cause I mean, I think, you know, I think you have friends that like we were saying before, like you have friends that like, if you suggest maybe going to like, maybe go talk to a therapist about it. Like, you know, they're not going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, why would I go to therapy? I'm not crazy. You know, like there's definitely friends I can't say that to. And there's people that I have said that to, and they're like, yeah, I know.
Right.
I need to start that up again.
It's like one or the other. Like I have friends yeah. who like, I could call them and they would help me hide a dead body. And I have sure. friends that I know would be like the sweetest person in the world and would like help me through anything, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. But I feel like with therapists, you get that and like one into one person, maybe not hide like a dead body.
I was gonna say, so a therapist would also help me hide a dead body. Okay. That's good to know.
Kind of like in a metaphorical sense, like kind of be this like strong person who's like, okay, like we're going to get into it today and we're going to step over kind of your own like mental boundaries mm-hmm. and get through that wall and dig in deep and do the dirty work.
Maybe like therapists that are actually the ones digging up the bodies that we've buried.
Oh, yes. I like that.
Yeah. You're welcome. You can use that.
Oh my God. Yes. I am like such a metaphor person. And then yeah, that was spot on, Lauren. Spot on.
All right. Well, we've learned a lot today.
I know.
No, I really do really, really appreciate you coming on. I talked to you this weekend and I was like, I got to get you on this podcast because I have a lot of questions and I'm sure a lot of people, these are questions I feel like a lot of people have. So I really appreciate you giving us this information. I don't know if you want people to find you or like, tell you where to find yeah. you at, or if you have a professional like thing you want to talk about that people can find you or anything that you've got going on right now that you can kind of.
Yeah, that. I'm not currently, so what I'm doing right now is I'm looking for postdoctoral fellowships.
Okay.
And so I have to do that for a year, but mm-hmm. eventually I'll have a private practice and all that stuff. But if people just have questions about like, hey, how do I find a therapist? Like I've helped friends like actually yeah. plug in their information and like looked at therapists' bios and then recommended like three for them to try.
Yeah.
So I'm totally down and willing to do that for people. I can give out my email. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that helpful? Okay.
For sure.
So it's K, the letter K, F as in Frank, ZACH, mm-hmm. 064 at gmail.com. That's like the best way
perfect.
To reach me. But yeah, just any questions. Like I mm-hmm. said, I'm not doing therapy right now because I'm still working on my dissertation yeah. so I can graduate in May.
Hey, oh, this May?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, congrats.
I know. That's like very close.
Yeah. Fine.
Drilling away on my computer all the time.
Wait, so is this what degree will you have?
A doctorate. So I'll be a clinical psychologist.
Oh my gosh. Dr. Kate, you heard it here first.
I know. I know.
That's so exciting.
I am so ready to be done.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, yeah. Cool. Well, we kind of on the spot, I know Tiffany had to dip out, but so we give you permission to enter at the beginning. And at the end, we usually say, you know, you have permission to exit. So know, consent is important, you know?
Always important.
Yeah. So, Dr. Kate.
Close. I will, in future. In
oh, close. We'll say it. We're manifesting it now. It's going to happen. It's close enough. By the time this comes out, it'll be like second week of April, I think. So,
then yeah,
it'll be like a month we'll out be close. Being Dr. Kate, and it'll be great.
Exactly.
But yeah, you now have permission to exit. Yeah. We came a long way, that's what the song say. And I could do all things, I could do all things. Yeah, I could do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, that's what the song say. And I could do all things, I could do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. I'm not afraid of the moment, I'm not afraid, I can't hold it. I gotta show up, gotta get up in the morning. I gotta do it for Kobe, lately I'm zoning. Lately I know where I'm going, taking whatever control is. Show me opponents, show me opponents. I got a gift and I'm starting to own it, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, and I can do all things. And I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. Shout to the city that raised me, shout to the people that made me. I'm from the 80s, I don't think mumbling wavy. I grew up like on a Jay-Z, maybe I'm crazy. I ain't been wondering lately, feel like it's there for the taking. Feel like I'm good with the changes, know who I am. And that's the most dangerous statement, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. Man, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. I check the scoreboard, know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. Man, that's what I'm good for, yeah, yeah. When I check the scoreboard, I know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I think I'm 2-4. And I know what I'm good for, yeah, yeah. Cause we came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things, I can do all things.